A devotion for Tuesday of Holy Week. Wisdom that's foolish. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 1:22 and 23. Have you ever had a religious argument with someone like this? Was it 6 days or millions of years for God to create the universe? Is the Bible God's word, or does it have errors? Did Jesus really die and rise again, or is it just a metaphor? The list goes on. You might have felt frustrated after those conversations. The other person demanded proof and logic. In 1 Corinthians 1, the Apostle Paul wrote about this. Greeks look for wisdom. The Greeks demanded physical evidence before they believed something. They wanted a logical human argument before they accepted a religious tenet. The people you speak with today also continue to look for so-called wisdom. They want to believe in a truth that makes sense to the human mind. But Paul continued, "But we preach Christ crucified." When people demand evidence and physical proof, we announce Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross to take away God's holy anger against your sin. You notice that Christ crucified is not an argument. It's simply an announcement. We can't argue or debate people into believing the message of the cross. The message itself has the power to change people's hearts. By nature, the human heart thinks that salvation must be attained by merit. Christ crucified teaches that God saves people by grace, by undeserved love. This is a religion of grace, not merit. But human wisdom will always reject a religion of grace. A God who would punish his Son in our place for our sins? That's foolishness to the Gentiles. So what are we to do? Paul said, "Preach Christ crucified." It's not an argument. It's an announcement. In every religious conversation, we must bring people back to the cross. Talk about your own sins and failures to live a holy life. State how thankful you are that God punished Jesus in your place. In other words, keep preaching Christ crucified. It's a wisdom that seems foolish to the human intellect, but it has the power to make people wise for salvation. We pray. Dear Jesus, help me remember that only your message of Christ crucified can overcome human wisdom and bring people to faith in you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen.